97.7 The River, classic rock for the North Bay. Good morning. It's the Danny Wright Show. So there is a national blood supply shortage happening right now, and we got our friends from Vitalant here to discuss how you can help. So, Kevin, let's start with why there even is a blood shortage right now.
And that's really because of several factors. One, there's ongoing COVID fatigue. More and more people are testing positive, or they just don't want to come outside and you know, do things because, you know, they're exhausted through COVID.
Yeah.
That, on top of, you know, businesses and schools, they're still not hosting as many blood drives as they were prior to the pandemic. You know, that is a huge influx of donors and collections every single year. And with businesses not having employees at their locations, schools still having precautions in place, not allowing a lot of activities on campus, we're not doing as many blood drives as we would like to do. And then third, just on the base of it all, we're just seeing an overall fewer donors year after year. You know, a majority of our donors are baby boomers. They come in on a regular basis, donate as many times as they can every year. But a lot of them are aging out, and we need to replace those donors with younger donors. And that's just not happening to the extent that we would like to see.
Yeah, I mean, as someone that donates regularly, I can attest to the fact that it's just such a great way to give back if you're, you know, able to do it. But I guess that's another big question is, what can we do to help you? And, you know, with COVID and everything, like, what kind of restrictions are there, if any? I guess there's a lot of questions in kind of that arena.
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, if you're vaccinated or not, it doesn't matter. You can donate no matter what. The big thing is just to be healthy and eligible. If you're healthy, which, you know, a majority, hopefully, of us are healthy to donate, it doesn't take a lot of time. It takes about an hour to do it, and that's from the time you step into the door until the time you leave. The actual donation process really only should take probably about 10 or 15 minutes. So the big thing is, you know, if you're eligible, come in, donate. It doesn't cost you a dime, doesn't cost you a penny, and it makes a world of difference, a lifetime of difference for a patient in need.
And one of the other things going on is the 16th annual Bucket Brigade Blood Drive Challenge. It's going to wrap up here pretty soon. But tell us about what that is, and can we get involved with that?
Yeah, the Bucket Brigade is a really cool event. You know, area fire departments, they're in this little friendly competition to see which can host the largest blood drive. And it wraps up this coming Monday. We have a blood drive on Saturday at the Sonoma County Fire Department in Windsor, and then one on Monday at Wilmer and San Antonio Volunteer Fire. That is at the Petaluma Elks Lodge. So it wraps up this coming Monday. You can stop by, show your support for an area fire department, give blood, save a life. It's a wonderful thing to do.
And for more information, people can go to vitalant.org.
Yep, vitalant.org. Make an appointment, check your eligibility, or you can give us a call at 877-25-VITAL.
Kevin from Vitalant, thank you so much for being with us, and hopefully everybody can do what they can to help.
Danny, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for donating all the time and posting it on social. That's greatly appreciated.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.